first up in Not News, we have good old Malcolm Turnbull. He gave a really interesting speech this week on Tuesday. He gave a national security statement to Parliament where he made a very interesting comment about citizens needing to become new citizens to Australia needing to become Australian patriots.
And people have taken this the wrong way, obviously, thinking sort of lining patriots up with other such nationalist terms.
Well, that's exactly what I did because I was thinking, because it made a lot of headlines, this Australian, new citizens becoming Australian patriots. So, I mean, what is an Australian patriot? Well, according to Google, an Australian patriot is a breakaway group from Reclaim Australia that describes itself as against halal and other philosophies destroy Aussie way of life. Spelling mistakes in philosophy.
Well, that's it. I think it's the Australian Patriots Front, and they were quite a prominent figure in the lead up to the election last year. John Safran actually went and talked to a bunch of them as well. So maybe not the best choice of words there.
It's a really interesting Mr. association.
But yeah, you got to be careful what you say sometimes.
Oh, exactly. And if our politicians don't step in it every now and then what can we do? Yeah. Look, second, we have a really interesting study. Now, there's a special place on Not News for scientific studies that mean absolutely nothing.
Yes, the best.
And this week, collective scientists made headlines for inventing a drug that tans your skin. It is a cream which, when applied to your skin, changes your skin color by making it darker without having to go into the sun.
Okay. This isn't anything new, though, is it?
Yeah, it's basically fake tan. Yeah. We're already very familiar with that cream that makes your skin turn darker. It's lining the shelves of Priceline. Have the Nobel Prize nominations closed for this year? This is a contender. This is a breakthrough.
Oh, it is. Magic new scientific fake tan.
Yeah, I don't know what's special about it.
As opposed to the pharmaceutical fake tan. I don't know.
I assume when this finally comes out onto the market, it'll have been funded by like Banana Boat or something, yeah. Bondi Tan or something like that. Look, it lasts for several days, just like a fake tan.
Okay.
But unlike the fake tans you can already buy, it's not yet suitable for humans.
What? It's good for the rats and the mice and the testing animals, but not for humans yet.
Yeah, there's some lovely bronzed rats.
That actually makes me a bit worried. You know what? There's something in it that maybe we've got to test it on humans bit by bit. Be careful with it.
Yeah. Maybe don't be the first person to buy this when it comes on the shelves.
Might
wait
have
a few weeks. Yeah.
Oh, what a shocker.
And look, finally, I can't not mention Mia Friedman versus Roxane Gay. Now, this is just horrible what happened. So Roxane Gay is a brilliant writer and really outspoken in her views. And she came in, she's been in Australia for the Sydney Writers Festival, and she spoke to Mia Friedman on her Mamma Mia podcast, in which Mia Friedman made some very unfortunate comments about the requirements that the publicist made her fulfill before Roxane would come in. Basically, she wanted a sturdy chair and not to be photographed or filmed, which sounds perfectly reasonable to me. That's all I ask when I go anywhere.
Is your chair okay?
Yeah, this is quite a nice chair, actually. Good. Well done. And look, it's caused a huge outrage, understandably, but this is just, it's ridiculous and this should not have happened. Mia should have known better. Hmm. She works in the industry. She knows exactly like her audience.
I believe she's a representative of like a body, like council as well. Like Mia, she's like not. You know, I'm sure she's an advocate of these sort of things, but then to sort of say these things on a podcast and for them to actually be published and get through, obviously, editors or people who've listened to it at some point.
Several stages of management to publish it. I mean, people are calling it faux feminism, but I think it's just straight up ignorance.
Yeah. The reading of it just didn't really come across as trying to be, you know, I think I'll try to be clever with it by talking about her weight. The way that she might talk about it in her book. But I think Roxane's entitled to say that about herself in her own book. But you know.
Yeah, that's the line, really. And she crossed it, and it didn't work. And she's apologized.
But it did make a lot of news. It made more headlines than probably should have.
Yeah, moving on. I'm really excited about the actual news for this week. So I'm been on a mission to find actual news that's not incredibly depressing, as it is every week and makes me sad when I leave the studio. But actually, look, it's been an amazing year for women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a shout out to some of them right now. We've got the AFL Women's League. We had this week Australia maybe putting in a bid for the 2023 Women's FIFA World Cup.
I thought that might have been the news. That was
That's
awesome.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. Well, the news for this week is my personal favourite, which is the netball. It's the grand final this weekend.
Yes.
Giants versus Sunshine Coast Lightning. It's been an amazing year for the sport. It's going to be an amazing game. I'm super pumped. It's going to be on Channel 9.
Cool.
7 o'clock. Not promoting it or anything, but support women's sports.
Oh, fantastic. And it's been, yeah, like you say, a huge season. They've got lots more sponsorship and coverage this season.
It's been incredible.
And the crowds have been great. Yeah. So, yeah, really exciting. And that's on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, this Saturday.